Elder Irma.
God bless you, Elder Irma. I just hear the word of the Lord saying security all around. There's nothing for you to be concerned about, nothing for you to worry about. God says you are totally secured. The job, whatever it is that you want to do, that business, your children, your grandchildren to come, security for everyone. God said he's covering your whole family. God says that covering is going to be there for generations to come. Everything the hands touch shall be blessed, all from you, from your works and your faithfulness. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Elder Irma. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, peace be still. For Father God says this is the season of greater favor and greater increase. I hear Father God saying this is the season where there's going to be a stretch. And what the stretch is, Father God says, there's others stretching back to you. Father God says the assistance, the hands are there. I hear Father God saying there's a stretching back to you. And I hear Father God saying you're in a season of fertility. And I hear Father God saying in this fertile season, there's going to be harvest. There's going to be prosperity. There's going to be wealth. There's going to be laughter. There's many things that you've held just up before the Father. You said nothing to anyone. Your Father God says he's heard your cry. And Father God says this is the season where the reward and the blessing is coming to you. So, Father God says, faint not, woman of God, knowing that there's a strengthening even coming to thy body and a new vitality and a new strut in your step. Father God says, new wardrobe for the new open doors and a new opportunity. Father God says, get the medical physical for he's doing a new thing in your body. And I see him even balancing things out in your blood and even in your circulation in this season. But Father God says those things that you've been praying in secret are being rewarded openly. And that's the word of the Lord. And Father God says there's a blessing, a financial blessing, an unexpected financial blessing coming your way. God says walk in expectation and walk in a receiving manner. And that's the word of the Lord.
And yes, Elder Irma, I don't know if you're supposed to be going for some kind of an interview for a new position. The Lord says some things are going to open up in that area for you. And yet God said he's working through the process of this. Because it seems like there's something that's going to be coming your way. And you're going to find that you're going to be quite persuasive at work, but also when it comes to presenting your case, even for more salary and more increase. The Lord further says, prepare for this season of a breakthrough. Prepare for the season of the lifting up. The Lord seems to be doing something. I don't know if this is a sister of yours or a sister-in-law. The Lord said he's going to speak to you concerning this individual, and you're going to call them and give them the word of the Lord. And you're going to see that it's going to be quite accurate. Where there have been a loss of energy and strength, the Lord says that's coming back to you again in this season, and yea, even in this hour. For I heard the Lord say some superb things are given to arrive for thee. Again, I'm seeing you discussing something concerning salary. Just be prepared for that. Because God says he's opening up and he's preparing a position for you. And you're going to find you're going to have a greater ease and a greater ability to communicate with those that are in power. Uh-huh. Now, the Lord takes me back again concerning the roof, because the enemy wants to try to bring water damage around you. Stay focused. Also, stay alert when driving and when you're moving about. Stay out of, I don't know why I'm not this way. He says, stay out of fog. Now, the fog may not necessarily be something externally. It can also be spiritually. Stay out of the fog. and you're going to, and as you keep your mind on the Lord, you're going to come into a season of greater visibility. You mean that you're going to be able to see things from a different realm. And whatever season God has you in, he says, just stay in his presence, because that's where you're going to find peace. Stay in his presence, because you're going to be creating some things while you're in his presence. And that is the word of the Lord.